House Oversight Chair Comer, Biden administration covered up hundreds of suspicious ACT Blue fundraising reports. By Olivia Rondo on March 13, 2025. The Biden administration covered up hundreds of suspicious activity reports, SAR, for the Democrat Party's fundraising machine. ACT Blue, Representative James Comer, RKY, alleged this week as its oversight committee investigates the platform for potential fraud. Comer told OAN's Andrew Giuliani on Wednesday that the committee made multiple requests to the U.S. Treasury Department to see if the online donation giant had SARs when former President Joe Biden was in office. But of course, they never would get back with us. It was only after President Donald Trump defeated former Vice President Kamala Harris in the November election when Treasury officials confirmed that there were some reports, Comer said. They allowed my staff to go in and view like 10 or 12. They were really bad, the Kentucky congressman stated. But I can say with confidence, there are hundreds more. The OAN appearance came just days after the Oversight Committee, along with Committee on House Administration Chairman Brian Steele, RY, and Representative Nick Langworthy, RNY, sent a letter to newly confirmed Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to request access to all of the documents previously withheld by the Biden administration. The committees remain concerned with recent reports suggesting fraud and evasion of campaign finance law by individuals exploiting online contribution platforms, especially ACT Blue. Until recently, ACT Blue had not implemented standard procedures to guard against identity theft and fraud, such as by requiring a card verification value, CVV, to process online transactions. The organization is also the subject of several state-level investigations stemming from allegedly fraudulent contributions made via the platform without the reported contributors' awareness, serious allegations that, if proven true, would violate federal law. According to Comer, the Trump administration actually responds to our requests for information, and that the volume of SARs shows that the banks were suspicious of a lot of activity regarding ACT Blue's account. Obviously, they're new in figuring out where the bathrooms are and trying to get a handle over everything, Comer continued, referring to the new Trump administration treasury. But I'm very confident that the Oversight Committee will be allowed to view those suspicious activity reports, and the fact that there are so many shows that the banks were suspicious of a lot of activity. He went on to say that he suspects that ACT Blue donations were not actually coming from John Doe and Jane Doe sitting at home, donating $10 every week to every Democrat candidate running for every office in America. We always suspected that there was an influx of cash coming in from other ways. And the way ACT Blue set up their account, it would be very easy to launder money into there through fake credit card accounts and fake names and things like that. The recent Republican push to dig into ACT Blue comes as the Massachusetts-based fundraising platform hemorrhages senior officials with no explanation, the New York Times reported last week. At least seven senior officials resigned from their roles late last month, and a remaining lawyer suggested that he has even faced internal retaliation, writing, "We have anti-retaliation and whistleblower policies for a reason" in a work Slack thread. The exodus has set off deep concerns about ACT Blue's future, reported The Times, citing a letter from two unions representing the group's staffers that stated that the alarming pattern of departures was eroding our confidence in the stability of the organization.